Galatians chapter 1. Now, Paul, as we know, went around preaching the gospel, baptizing people, and he had a lot of contact with the Jews. And it does seem that a lot of those people were baptized, but then other people came from the Jews in Jerusalem and persuaded them to return to Judaism, to keeping the sacrifices and not trusting in Jesus and bad-mouthing Paul, telling them that Paul was a bad guy and all this. And so Paul has to then write to these people he's baptized and try to deal with these problems that have been caused by these other people. And as you read these letters, you see his love and his desire to save these people and to see those whom he preached to actually coming into God's kingdom and not stumbling. And strangely enough, it's easier to do sort of commandments that are part of a sort of a ritual, part of a religion, than it is to give your whole heart, soul, and life to the ways of God. So Paul begins. From Paul, called to be an apostle, whose calling was not from man or by means of man, but from Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. All the brethren who are here also send greetings to all you churches of Galatia. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus give you grace and peace. In order to make us free from this present evil world, Jesus gave himself for our sins in obedience to the will of God the Father. To God be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. So then, the death of Jesus was to make us free from this world, from this society in which we live with its sinful ways. And if we go back to it, then really Jesus is dead in vain. See, the idea is that if Jesus died for me, then I'm different. I'm not better than this world, but I am different because I realize that there's a man in heaven who died for me, and they don't realize that. And this does make a difference, huge difference. And that's why when we're with people who only have their hope in this life, who don't know Jesus Christ, of course there is a huge difference, even if we live with them, laugh with them, play with them, work with them, but there is a huge difference. And when it comes to sharing your private life with someone, you naturally want to find someone who likewise has got that same relationship with Jesus. So he goes on. In no time at all, you are deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are now accepting another gospel, which is not another. But I have to say this because there are people who are upsetting you and perverting, that is, changing the gospel of Christ. But even if an angel from heaven or we or anyone should preach to you a gospel that is different from that which we preached unto you, may he be condemned. We have said it before, and now I say it again. If anyone preaches to you any other gospel than that which you accepted, may he be condemned. Does it really seem as if I'm trying to just simply win the approval of men? Certainly not. I'm only looking for the approval of God. Am I trying to please men? If I were trying to please men, I could not be a servant of Christ. So it follows that if you serve Jesus and you do his work, you will not be approved by men. People will not think, "Ooh, you're cool. She's cool. He's cool." They won't. That is not how you will be seen. You'll not be seen as smart and interesting. Not at all. I tell you, my brothers, that the gospel which I preach is not made up by man. I didn't receive it from any man, nor did any man teach it to me. It was Jesus Christ himself who revealed it to me. You remember how Jesus appeared to Paul on the way to Damascus. You have been told how I used to live when I was following the Jewish religion and how I persecuted without any mercy the Church of God and did all I could to destroy it. I was above most of my fellow Jews of my generation in my practice of their religion, and I was far more zealous to obey the traditions of our fathers. But God, in his grace, chose me even from the beginning of the world, before I was born, and called me to be his servant. And when he decided to reveal his Son in me, so that I might preach the gospel about Jesus to the Gentiles, I did not confer with any human being, Nor did I go to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before me, but instead I went immediately into Arabia. It seems he was there in the desert for some time, all on his own. And then I returned to Damascus. It was 3 years later that I came to Jerusalem to get some information from Peter, and I stayed with him for 2 weeks. But I saw none of the other apostles apart from James, the Lord's brother. What I'm writing is true, and God is my witness that I am not lying. Afterwards, I went into the areas in Syria and Cilicia. At that time, those in the churches in Judea did not know me by my face. They didn't know him personally. All they knew was that the man who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith which he once destroyed. And so they gave thanks to God because of me. So all the time is emphasizing that I am not just trying to please men, and I did not get the gospel from men. This is the message of God. And when you're persuaded of that, that really and truly, what we have read in the Bible and what we have learned in our relationship with Jesus is absolutely personally true, this will keep you going through all criticism. Because when you go out there and preach the gospel, you get people disagreeing with you, all sorts of people, atheists, Muslims, people who have a different set of doctrines to you, although they may be Christians, your own brethren saying, hey, you shouldn't be doing this. You're going to get a lot of opposition. You're going to get a lot of criticism. A lot of people are saying, oh, you shouldn't be doing this. You're wrong. You've got to be really convicted in your heart to keep at it all your life. And that conviction does not come from man. If it's just a case of following church tradition that you're brought up with, that isn't enough. You've got to be personally convicted from God's word and by your own encounter with Jesus, by your own relationship with him, that this is utterly and absolutely true.